We will start sightseeing Toruń from the Office of Tourism, PTTK, at the Rapackiego Square. We will go down the Fossa Staromiejska Street, crossing the Kopernika Street to the Pod Krzywą Wieżą Street. We can see the medieval defensive walls on our right. They protected the town from the south, from the Vistula River. The defensive walls were built in brick and stone in the second half of the 13th century. The stretch of walls at the beginning of the Kopernika Street walls date back to those times. In the 15th century, the walls were made higher. In 1429, a monumental barbican was built and connected with the old Toruń Gate. A similar barbican was built in 1450. Near the Chełmińska Gate, unfortunately not preserved to our times. The town was protected by double walls and a moat from the inland, and a single wall from the river. The walls were 4 to 8.5 meters tall and 0.9 to 2.2 meters thick. A stretch of walls separated Toruń from Nowe Miasto, now part of the city's old town. Together, there were 11 gates. Preserved are the Mostowa Gate, Żeglarska Gate, and Klasztorna Gate, and over 50 dungeons. Only 9 survived. In this number, the famous Krzywa Wieża, Leaning Tower, Wartownia, Gołębnik, Żuraw, Monstrancja, Koci Łeb, and 3 nameless towers. The medieval walls, gates and dungeons of the Toruń Old Town are marvelously illuminated, which exposes the structure of the Gothic walls and creates unique air of mystery. Entering the Pod Krzywą Wieżą Street, we can see the 14th century Leaning Tower on our right. Initially, it had a no wall from the side of the town. Only in the 19th century it was rebuilt and adapted as a residence. The dungeon was built on soft soil, and over the centuries it leaned until it sat on a stable ground. Inside the town walls, the tower is 15 meters tall, and a part of it outside the walls is 17 meters tall. It leans 1.4 meter towards the street. Therefore, it is very hard to keep the balance, leaning against the tower with one's back. This object is most beloved by groups of tourists who enjoy hearing the legends related to the tower. One of these legends is about a young Teutonic knight who fell in love with a beautiful girl from Toruń and broke the vows of chastity. A jealous townsman turned him into the Grand Master of the Order. The knight has no repent. His penance was to build a leaning house that would symbolize his immorality. We pass the Leaning Tower and get to a charming site where the Bankowa, Pod Krzywą Wieżą and Piekary Street meet. In here, numerous granaries were situated. This is because the Vistula River was near and it constituted the main route of transport. Preserved are granaries in the following streets: Podmurna, Mostowa, Rabiańska, Ciasna, and Piekary. One of the most impressive is situated on the corner of the Piekary and Rabiańska Street, built around 1400s. It is known for its genuine stepped gable. Next to it, a 17th century Baroque granary can be seen. It is unique with window casings shaped like bags of flour that used to be stored in the granary. Going down the Bankowa Street, we will reach the Klasztorna Gate, also known as the Holy Spirit Gate, built in the 14th century. Outside the walls, we can see the Filadelfijska Boulevard and the riverbank. This is a perfect site to take a walk and relax, favored by tourists and locals alike. We turn left and go along the Gothic defensive walls. We pass a 14th century dungeon. It is called Gołębnik, Pigeon House. As postal pigeons of the 19th century, Prussian garrison used to be kept in the upper story of this tower. To the right on the Filadelfijska Boulevard, we can see Katarzynka, a motorboat that used to shuttle across the river, carrying tourists and locals, and was placed ashore in 2002. This boat featured in a Polish cult comedy, Rejs, Cruise. We reach the Glarska Gate from the first half of the 14th century, reconstructed in the 19th century. Standing in it, you can take a perfect picture of St. John's Cathedral. In the Żeglarska Street on the right, there is an impressive facade of the Palace of Bishop Stanisław Dąbski, richly adorned with stucco. The Bishop of Wrocław bought it in 1691, stayed there and rebuilt it in the Baroque style. It was originally a Gothic house, which is marked by a fragment of a Gothic arch preserved on the first story level. We continue our walk outside the defensive walls. We pass the remains of the Łazienna Gate that led into the present-day Łazienna Street, and we reach another 14th century dungeon, Żuraw, Crane. Indeed, a crane was installed on the upper story of the dungeon, and it was used to carry the commodities stored in the nearby Szwedzki Granary. Next to the dungeon, there is the Mostowa Gate, perhaps the most spectacular in Toruń, also called the Bell Gate, as a bell rang when it was opened or closed. It was built in 1432 by a constructor known by the name Hans Gotland. The gate went out straight to the wooden bridge on Vistula, built in the end of the 15th century. It was number 2 after the bridge in Kraków. If we take a look into the Mostowa Street, we will see on the left the huge Szwedzki Granary from 1719, presently a seat of hotels and restaurants. Returning out of the gate, we turn left in between the walls. On the left, we can see two joined dungeons, Wartownia and Dwór Mieszczański. The former dates back to the 13th century. The latter was built in 1489 using the bricks from the ruins of the Teutonic Knights Castle. Until 1882, it was the summer residence of the St. George Fraternity. Then it was rebuilt. Presently, it is the seat of the Vistula River Towns Association and the Toruń Twins Cities Association. Next, we can go around the ruins of the Teutonic Knights Castle under the arch that connected the castle, the Dansker, a tower with sanitary facilities, and then under the castle gates. To the right, on the other bank of the Toruń stream, there is a complex of former castle mills, now hosting hotels and restaurants. To the left, the ruins of the castle are available for tourists. The Teutonic Knights constructed their castle soon after settling on the lands and locating the town of Toruń. Wood earth fortifications were soon replaced by stone and brick, and the castle was complete around the year 1300, yet still extended throughout the 14th century. It was untypical, erected on the plan of a closed horseshoe. When we enter the castle's courtyard, we can still see the remains of the two-wing building in front of us and the octagonal tower to the left. Dansker, the sanitary tower, is behind the left wing of the castle. The surroundings of the castle served the economic purposes, with granaries, mills, bakeries, breweries, fish ponds, warehouses, stables, farriers, and a mint, as the knights issued their own coin. The castle was reduced to rubble during the 1454 uprising of the townsmen, led by the Association of the Prussian Towns. According to the legend, the townsmen managed to enter the castle with the help of the knight's cook, whose name was recorded as Jordan. It has never been rebuilt. We pass the decorative plaque commemorating the demolition of the castle in 1454 and take stairs down to the old moat that divided the castle and the old town. We cross it and go up the stairs that lead to the Podmurna Street. In Middle Ages, this street divided two neighboring towns, the old town and the new town. They were united in 1454 by the Polish king Kazimierz Jagiellon. Podmurna Street is connected to the Mostowa Street by the Ciasna Street, the narrowest street in Toruń. Mostowa 14, which is at the corner with Ciasna, is the Fenger's Palace. In here, a novelist and economist, Frederick Skarbek, was born in 1742, and in 1825 it hosted young Frederick Chopin. More details can be found on the decorative plaques. We continue down the Ciasna Street towards the Łazienna Street. Numbers 4 to 6 on the right are 17th century granaries. Number 16 at the corner with Łazienna is the Red Granary, or the Eskin's House. This is a former Gothic house built in the 14th century, rebuilt in 1590 in the Renaissance style, when a beautiful sandstone portal was added, and rebuilt again in the mid-19th century. Presently, a seat of the Historical and Archaeological Department of the Regional Museum in Toruń. At the opposite corner, we can see the monumental building of the old Jesuits' school from the 17th century, rebuilt in the 19th century. In Middle Ages, the same spot was the seat of a school attended by Nicholas Copernicus.